Finding somewhere to eat or something to do can be a daunting task. So why not tune into The Review? The Review hosts small businesses right across Ontario, giving you the latest in what's new and how they've impacted their community. Today I'm talking with Chef Chris from Pearson Street Food Truck about their mouth-watering menu and how they got started. Also, what the future has in store. Chef Chris, welcome. And tell me a little bit, you guys got started about a month ago. You're celebrating your 1 month anniversary. What inspired you to create such a fantastic menu and a fantastic restaurant?
Well, thank you, first of all. That's a great compliment. You know what inspired me? I just wanted to do something a little different. Getting out of the restaurant industry after, 30 some years, I wanted to have something to own of my own. I thought the food truck, I always wanted to do burgers, but if I was going to do it, it just had to be fresh. Mm-hmm. So what I wanted to do is bring a restaurant style burger that you'd get in the city to, out into Embrum, where we don't really have a lot of things like that.
Sure.
Offer that to the community, and it's been a hit.
No, that's, like I said, I mean, I haven't tried your burgers personally, but I've seen them on Instagram and everything, and my mouth already waters looking at them. I mean, they look fantastic and fabulous. When you say fresh and all that, do you source all your ingredients locally, or how do you do that with veggies and all that stuff? And also, you have a food truck, so do you just stay in the Embrum area, or do you travel outside of that?
Well, first of all, for food truck, we're just staying in Embrum area. We're located just across from the Rona on the property of the Tuck Brewery. We've made a negotiated deal with them to be there for the year.
Mm-hmm.
As far as fresh is concerned and local, we try to do as local as possible. All our suppliers, we know we use local produce suppliers. We use a local distribution company, things like that. When we talk fresh, what I mean by fresh is no freezers. Mm-hmm. We don't have frozen products, so all our ground chuck comes in fresh, and we prep it all daily.
Oh wow! I love ground chuck.
Oh, that's awesome! 100% Canadian ground chuck for us.
Oh, literally, you're making me want to get off my chair and go down there right now. You're looking at your menu. It's a diverse menu, burgers and stuff like that. But what is the best seller that you currently have on your menu right now?
Oh, best seller on the menu, hands down, is the Smash Burger.
Mm-hmm.
The original, the Pearson original, either the single or the double.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a great burger, great texture, feel, taste, flavor. We take a nice 3 ounce ball of our 100% Canadian ground chuck, throw it on a hot griddle, smash it down into a patty, which creates a nice caramelization on the one side of the meat, flip it, top it, toast a potato bun, and put the fresh vegetables on it, smash burger sauce, and there you go. All our burgers come with cheese.
Is the smash burger sauce a secret recipe?
No, it's not a secret recipe. Smash burger sauce, you could probably even just Google it online.
Mm-hmm.
I did a little bit of research, and working on my recipe, it is a condiment sauce. It consists of mayonnaise, Dijon mustard, ketchup, and you could put vinegar into it. As we use pickle juice, you could use relish or other things like that.
Oh, wow.
Almost like a Big Mac sauce.
Oh, wow. That actually sounds really, really good.
Yeah.
And I haven't had lunch yet, so I'm even getting more hungry just sitting here listening to it.
Perfect.
Looking back, you guys said you said that you've been in business now for about a month. You're celebrating your 1 month anniversary. What kind of other community support do you plan on giving, or is that in the option, or is that kind of in the ballpark right now?
We're trying to get into the community. We are pretty new. We've been really overwhelmed at the truck with the response from the community and support. Mm-hmm. But we've been, we've done some work with the food bank out here. We had some extra product we sent to them. We're trying to network with some of the other businesses around us.
Sure.
On social media and doing things in tandem, just trying to gain business as a whole, really. you know, I look at, you know, we're, you know, that restaurant is, you know, a competitor, but we also, if we're all better together, we grow as a unit, right?
Yeah, no, and that's it. There's no really competitors. They're just like, it's just like colleagues, you know? I mean, you got to work together instead of trying to one up, right?
No.
One final question. With you being such a brand new business and such a diverse and mouth-watering menu, where do you see yourself in like a year or 2 years?
Well, a year and 2 years. You know, we did look and we launched this as Pearson Street One. Mm-hmm. So we are looking to expand with more trucks.
Mm-hmm.
And possibly down the road to some brick and mortar.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, I'd love to see Pearson Street on the side of the, you know, of a strip mall or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So would I. Well, thank you very much, Chef Chris, for being on the show. I do appreciate it. And before we do head off there, how can people get a hold of you if they're looking to attend your truck? Or how do people see your menu?
There's Google, Instagram. We're on Facebook. We have the CTV News clip on the Five and Dine.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a few ways. Also, you know, you guys can, the people can text their orders or questions or message us over Messenger and their stuff like that. And,
mm-hmm.
You know, we're pretty prompt getting back to people.
Yeah, that's great. Well, thank you very much again, Chef Chris. I do appreciate you coming on, and I wish you all the best. And hopefully, maybe one day soon, I'll be able to get down to your area and try one of those mouth-watering burgers.
That'd be awesome to see, man. Really appreciate your time.
No problem. Thank you very much.
Awesome. Bye-bye.
This episode of The Review has been produced by Justin Baumgartner. Interviewer, Justin Baumgartner. Interviewee, Chef Chris from Pearson Street Food Truck. This episode and many more can be found on the podcasting site at ckdj.net.